Welcome to VibesWorkshop.com. You know, a lot of times when I'm trying to think of things to post and lessons and, you know, keep putting stuff up, I just find myself at the end of the night just thinking about some things I was practicing and, you know, just thinking I could talk about that. I mean, you know, if there's one thing I've done a whole bunch of in my life is practice and think about things. But tonight I was practicing and I just came back from a jam session and we were playing Old Devil Moon. But what was interesting about tonight when I came home and I was practicing it is I just started playing it very, very simply and began soloing on it very simply. And I just thought that it was like so enjoyable that in a sense, you know, we all think that everything's got to be complex and you got to be like all over the instrument to make it happen. But I was just really coming from it from just as simple as I could play the tune and try to make the time happen. And I was learning, I was just getting a lot out of it and I felt like I was learning a lot from doing it. So I was playing the head like, let's see. Just a melody, real simple, and for me personally, that's really a lot of fun. When I play things in a simple way, I seem to enjoy myself the most because I think there's like less stress. I mean, I find myself working on things and building them up and making them more complicated. But even that, and then even just taking a chorus over the tune, the same tune, and just being as simple as I can, it shows you. For me, it shows me a couple things. It shows me really what music is about, you know, in a sense. Like, if you just play something simple and beautiful and something that works, that you can say something that's pretty powerful. You know, guys like Chet Baker and, for me, even Dexter Gordon, who had a way of playing things so simple, but they were so heavy. And that's something to think about too. Do you, you know, when you listen to solos, can you hear somebody playing a solo and just realize, oh my God, this is so heavy, and you just kind of like melt, you know, somehow he's making some kind of statement that's so profound. I know the Clifford Brown solo on the Sonny Rollins CD, what's it called, the tune's Pent Up House, I forget which CD that's on, but the Clifford Brown solo on that to me is so heavy, it's just unbelievable. So anyway, if I try to take a simple chorus and just, you know, solo vibe thing, I'm not playing, not practicing as if I'm playing with a group, but I'm just, you know, what if I was like, I don't know, in a coffee shop somewhere in the corner just playing the tune and, you know, having four sets to go and just trying to play things so that they just make sense in a very simple way and you know, people can listen and dig it. So maybe something like this. Let's see. Thank you. Okay, you get the idea, I think. I mean, I think it was a okay example of that. But, you know, just playing things, just taking the head. Breaking it down and playing it simple. Anyway, that's what I was thinking about tonight when I came home, and I posted the night I'm recording this lesson. I also posted a video by a guitar player I play with named Steve Giordano, and I think that probably got me in the vibe. I was listening to him play and just thinking, you know, wow, it'd be cool on the vibes. And then I started playing this tune again. We played it tonight at the jam session. But, you know, just that thing about just being simple, you know? I mean, that's a lot of fun. I could do that forever. I have to remind myself that I'm recording, but you know, you just hear how simple, and you know, and that's what a great way to practice. Right. All right, let me know what you think. I mean, I think that's something really to think about and work on, especially when you're working up chord melodies. I mean, what's the simplest way to play the tune with a chord melody, you know, in that style, and keep the time happening? You know, so in one sense, you're playing a chord melody and you're playing it with a band, and that might be one way to approach it. Maybe if there was a bass player walking, you know, and I'm going... That's one thing, but what if it was just me? Maybe I would just be doing... But now I'm doing... Okay, hope that was helpful. I was just thinking about it, thought I'd pass it on.